Welcome to Talks from the Bible. And the waters covered their enemies. There was not one of them left. Then believed they his words. They sang his praise. They soon forgot his works. They waited not for his counsel, but lusted exceedingly in the wilderness, and tempted God in the desert. And he gave them their request, but sent leanness into their soul. Psalms 106:11-15. Pharaoh sent the Israelites from Egypt after the plague of the death of his firstborn. But the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued after the children of Israel, and the children of Israel went out with a high hand. But the Egyptians pursued after them, all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh, and his horsemen and his army, and overtook them encamping by the sea. Exodus 14:8-9. At this point, the children of Israel murmured against God. God divided the waters of the sea, allowing them to pass over, but the Egyptians who followed them were drowned in the sea. Again, these children of God had witnessed his mighty hand of power and deliverance. They sang his praise and thanked him, but soon forgot his mighty love of redemption from the bondage of Pharaoh. In the wilderness, they tempted God by their sin and rebellion. They complained because there was no bread and water. The manna was rained from heaven, and then came the quail. But God sent a leanness into their soul. Their devotion wavered, their commitment wandered. They cried against God and refused to trust fully in his power and promise. We sit upon the mountaintop of blessings and the pinnacle of riches, but our souls are lean. Our Bibles are not read, and the voice of God through that scripture is not believed nor lived. Prayers are not prayed. God is not seated in our hearts. We ask for his blessings as a matter of convenience. Our church buildings are empty, while people engage in the various activities of leisure. Money is poured into the political arena and all forms of recreation. The name of God is flippantly used. As the children of God in olden times, we have made a calf in Horeb and worshipped the molten image. They changed the glory into the similitude of an ox that eateth grass. They forgot God their Savior, which had done great things in Egypt. Psalms 106:19-21. God has done great things for us. His blessings pour into our lives. Our hearts must be filled with his praise and his love. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. And let all the people say, Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Psalms 106:48. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.